Hi everyone, I'm Benjamin Octabanou and I'm a research engineer and technical director at Media Lab Sciences Po in Paris. I'm going to present you a brief and therefore not exhaustive overview of web crawlers used in a social sciences context. And then I will show you a quick demo of our own web crawler, Hybro, which we just completely redesigned and released as version 2.0. But first, let's talk about web crawlers. So does anybody not know what a web crawler is? I would usually call for a raise of hands, but hey, it's 2021. So let's assume that some people don't. So a web crawler is a software that will visit and collect web pages, find links within them, and automatically visit them all, either systematically or selectively following a certain set of rules. This is what all search engines have been doing since the early times of the internet to build their indexes, but it can also be used to collect some data, text contents, study network communities, etc. So why would anyone want to do that for social sciences? Well, the thing is that HTML, as it was conceived by Tim Berners-Lee, is entirely revolving around the concept of hyperlinks. When a webmaster adds a link, it is most of the time a manifestation of his intention to express some proximity. So these links are carrying meaning, and they create some structure, which are definitely worth studying for social sciences. Here are a few outputs, for instance. Here, on the top left, you can see a network of links between websites which were crawled because they talk about climate change, and they were categorized depending on whether or not they believe mankind is responsible. On the right is a